Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now. Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control and I need you now. And I don't know how I can do without. I just need you now.
I want to see you doing your thing, you know, this thing that you do. It's really something.
Welcome back after a little summer break that all of us sort of needed, you know, because really we are closing out summer, and I, for one, I'm not happy about this. I am not happy 100% because I love summer, I love our weather, I love 80 degrees, I love 90 degrees, and what am I going to have look forward to in the fall? Oh, yeah, what am I going to look forward to? Rain, you know, my only consolation is the snow. Okay, so tonight I played a kind of combo, Luke Bryan, Cyril Evans, Jenna Kramer, I think that's all. And, I am going to bring on Bobby and David.
Hello, guys. Hello, guys.
I'm Bobby. And people, if you want to call in, talk to us, the number is 1-347-850-8721, and we are having our show tonight because Carly really hadn't slept this week. And, you know, I wanted us to get back in our routine, and I just, Maggie will be here shortly. But,
okay.
You guys, Florida.
Before I do that, I just want to say to David, I was praying for you, and I'm glad you made it through the hurricane, and I'm glad that there was not as much damage as worse, because I know that down in a nursing home, it was even worse than what it was in the actual neighborhood in Hollywood.
Yes. That sounds terrible.
Yeah, Well, my prayers are with the people that have suffered through that in that nursing home and their surviving family members.
Well, yeah. No, Bobby, that was perfect. I just want to say that, you know what, you guys, give a little, to the Red Cross. They're doing a great thing,
Right. In fact,
we had on Tuesday night and Wednesday.
In fact, there was a concert the other night on TV where they were saying help donate to help the victims of Irma and Harvey and the General Hospital cast and several of the ABC West Coast stars did a fundraiser a couple weeks ago for Harvey victims that responded to what ESPN and ABC was doing. So that was pretty good on their part. So I just give credit to
And Bobby, this is St. Maggie's here too. No, I think it's great what ABC did. What ABC was the first network to do something big like that. And, but when you have Billy Miller, who's from Texas, when you have, a lot of the ABC stars, some of them are.
Ashley Jones is from Houston. I forgot the and there's a lot of other soap stars from Texas, but that was a great job because it reminded me of what some of the pictures and some of the highlights I saw of what Guiding Light and the ABC Daytime Stars did in New Orleans after Katrina went through the area when ABC shown highlights during ABC Daytime back 10 years ago, and Guiding Light did a whole episode where they send their cast down there to help build New Orleans. It reminded me of what happened there.
Yeah, and Y&O, too, was on the front and center of that, too, 10 years ago, because, oh, my God, what's his face? Michael Baldwin from Y&O. He is from New Orleans. So,
the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's from, and I talked to Zay Eddie when Houston got hit. His family is okay. I really haven't got another update from him, but I'm sure if something happened, he would let Carly know because Carly worries about him. And Zay Eddie will be on the show whenever I tell him to. I'm joking the way I said that, but really, yeah. And we are having our eight-year anniversary on this 27th of September, but we will probably wait till the Friday night to do the 8-year anniversary. But we have a pack.
I'm sorry, Carly, but I might not call in that night. But I'll try my best to call in that night if we have a weather situation that's not hurricane related, where I'm unable to go to my football game because of the weather or anything like that.
Okay.
I'll let you know ahead of time, Carly, either by phone or text.
Bobby, you always let me know ahead of time. You always let Maggie know ahead of time, right, Maggie?
Very good. Yeah.
My
voice is perfect.
Oh, Maggie.
And Maggie, I'm as much of a Cub fan as I am.
Behave yourself, dear Bobby. Behave yourself, Bobby. That's all I got to say.
Well, all I'm saying is it had nothing to do with the way the game was today. It's just that Maggie had to stay up till late tonight to watch General Hospital because of the game.
Oh, yes. Believe me, I know that because I took the bullet for Maggie today, sort of. I never watched General Hospital early, right? So Maggie, I will do anything for, so I did. And all I gotta say is I freaking hate Monica right now. I hate her. Don't ask me a thing in my mind on that. You know what? Blame my sonny on this? Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, this is wrong. You know what, Monica? Why don't you blame your daughter-in-law for coming in there and kind of getting Jason sawed up? You know, she's a wife. She's been in the thing was Jason for as long as, for a couple of years, Collie, my Collie would never do that. Collie knows, you know what, yeah, it's probably been this thing go wrong. But don't sit there, Monica, and blame my Sonny on stuff that you know anything about. Oh, blood on Sonny hands, really? Oh, about my two sons, really? AJ was a bastard, Monica. You and Alan treated him like shit. And then he drank. But you want to blame Sonny for killing him when Sonny was protecting Connie? No, do not.
And wasn't Michael the one that killed AJ?
Bobby?
Yes.
Bobby, I'm not done. I'm almost done.
I'm sorry, Carly.
Yes, and you know what? Ava, you know what? Ava did this. Ava was the one that killed, you know, really, AJ. You know, I mean, Ava was the one that killed Connie. And so I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about, let's feel sorry for Ava. Ava needs plastic surgery. Like here she does. She took away Carlson's only biological kid that we know of right now. Okay, so don't tell me. Don't sit there, Ava, and go to the stupid plastic surgery and do this shit because you did this to yourself. You set yourself on fire, and you know what? When you were setting yourself on fire, why didn't you set your brother on fire? For both of them to look horrible because I'm done with the Durham. The Durham should have died years ago. Maggie, what did you think of that?
I still don't like Olivia, though.
Maggie? Maggie?
Yeah.
The bomb?
Tanya Walker part. I love Tanya.
I know.
Well, Maggie, I like Olivia. Tanya Walker.
Right. You love her too, don't you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
okay, fine.
Great.
No, I love her.
Yeah. And Tanya's welcome back on the show because a year ago when we had her on the show, I was the one to convince her to come to GH, and she did just that.
Yep.
So maybe I can work my magic out again to just get her back on GH. Maybe somebody besides Olivia, but other than that, I'm happy. I'm just anything to get her back onto the show.
No, you know what? Don't get me wrong. I love Tanya Walker. She knows I love her. She knows this. But when you kill a Carlson kid, forget it. You're dead. You are so dead to me. You know, Ava did the pills, but Olivia did the bombing. So I'm sorry, I don't have any, you know, sympathy for both of them. But Tanya, I love you, you know I do, but Olivia was bad to do what, you know, she did. You know,
right.
If you want to get revenge on your brother, you don't need to call bomb. Just shoot him a couple of times and call it a day. Oh, let me shoot him. Oh, yeah. I know how to use a gun. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just saying. Oh, before I forget, also we want to send our prayers to the Spokane school shooting. That was not a good segue,
yeah.
But, you know,
I was
and you guys...
I ask you about that, whether there any breaking news on your side of Washington because of that, because I know in the Spokane and the Idaho area, there was probably some breaking news, but I didn't hear nothing about it until after I got the Facebook message, and I decided not to tune into one of the news channels around here because you just found out what was going on because it was just a developing story at the time.
Well,
not just here.
Yeah,
not
no, Spokane. Spokane is 5 hours away from us. 5 hours. You know, it's kind of like when I go see my nieces and nephew who hasn't called me in a couple of weeks. You know, they live in Idaho, so it's like a halfway point. And so, but I've never been to Spokane because we don't go that way when we go to Idaho. But for everyone that texted and made sure I was okay, I was people because it's like 4 or 5 hours away. So
right.
They really didn't break into anything. You
right.
know, thank goodness. I mean,
yeah,
because
the minute I saw the thing, I was going to check CNN or Fox News or MSNBC to see to hear the latest, and I just didn't get a chance to yesterday because I was just busy doing some other stuff. So I was going to ask you, and then I saw that, but by the time I saw it, it was like 3 o'clock your time, and I just thought, well, she might have gotten it in, it might have been interrupted, because I didn't see one complaint from the KOM website saying.
Como, yeah.
House was
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Como probably is afraid of me at this point because every time they break in, I call them and I'm not nice about it anymore. The only time that I don't really yell at them when, you know, it has to be really important. And if it's like a wildfire that is, you know, 2 hours away from me, I don't care. Yes, it's bad what's going on with the wildfires.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, that's happening here.
Right, because I was the one that was telling you, I hope you're okay from all those smoke and the fires that you guys got.
Well, really, the smoke really screwed everyone up for the last
right.
month here because... You know, we had the worst smog in 20 years, but we had worse. Our smog was worse than L.A. So when you know that,
right,
we were
right.
sort of in trouble.
Yeah,
and
but was the smoke from the fires worse than when Mount St. Helens blew up in 1980 for you guys?
Okay,
I know
Bobby. Bobby, I don't know that because 1980, I was 4 years old. And I don't remember what happened. And all I know is my grandma, and you know, found some ass on her car, and she freaked out. And you know, one of my dad's guys vacuumed it off. Just so you guys know, if you ever had to deal with ass on your car, do not just like wipe it off with a towel. It needs to be washed, you know, with soap or whatever. No, not a lot of people
know
that.
I know the feeling, too. I know the feeling, too, because every spring I have to deal with pollen from pine trees. So I know the feeling.
Okay. Pollen and ass are two different things, Bobby.
Different thing, yeah.
Yeah, but it's too bad, you know what? I mean... It wasn't that bad, but my grandmother never went out that day. Why, Maggie? Because when you have that much smog, you know, and when it's so hot, you know, it's crazy. So I just want to say that. And next week we have a little busy week, too, here. Breaking news, we have Nathan Barty back with us. On the 20th of September, and we might be having Michael Swan on the 19th. So we have that coming
Yay.
Up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
We have
I
those two.
About
I want to take up.
What's coming up on GH during the fall? Because it'd be interesting to find out what's going on with far as the friendship between Val and Christina and Parker and Christina and what's going on with Steve Burton's character and Billy Miller's character as far as who's going to be Jason and stuff like that.
I'm
and you know what? Yeah, you know what? At this point, I'm done reading like all these stupid spoilers and all these things that no one really knows what the hell is going on, excuse my friends. But we don't know what's going on really until Steve gets here, let us see the story unfold, and then we can talk about it, because I just feel like, you know, everyone is speculating, and I just feel like with everyone speculating on, like, what will happen, you know, it's driving me insane because, you know, back 20 years ago, you know, all we had was the soap magazine with kind of, you know, you would get the magazine, but you would always saw what was on the show, so that wasn't really helpful. But, you know, we didn't know what was going on 20 years ago about stuff. I sort of miss that, don't you, Maggie?
Very much so. Very much so.
When SoapNet would have a half-hour, hour-long news show daily to tell you what's going on in the world of soap, because I missed that, because that was the only way where I could find out who was on the show, coming to the show and stuff like that. So they had that with Soap Center back in the day.
And here we had a show called News This Afternoon, and for like 20 minutes we knew what was happening. You know, so, like, I found out what was happening on YNR, you know, because I was in school then, but, you know, Days of Our Life in the New Hospital, well, yeah,
right.
I did a lot of bad things for that, but, you
yeah.
know,
but
yeah.
I remember there was, like, minute recaps of YNR that played on the radio back in the day during the afternoon. And they've done that with Bowling Beautiful for a while on the CBS website and before everything went podcast and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and, I agree that this, you know, driving me crazy because we really don't know what is going to go on and what is going to be happening. And I just think that we just need to take a deep breath and wait. And I know it's all waiting, believe me.
Right.
But I just feel like people are just, you know, freaking out over stuff that right now we cannot control any of it.
Right.
So for me, I'm like, okay, just need to digress and take a deep breath and wait to we'll find out. And we went on the air last week, and I want to explain why. Because I made the show and everything, but Megan and I felt this, you know, with what was going on with Florida and what was going on with Texas, I just thought it was a really bad week to have a show because it was still happening. And, you know, but this week I thought, you know what, why don't we do it? Because people need to forget about it for an hour.
Right.
But,
yeah,
you know, but we still need to donate. You know, we just need to donate there. I mean, you know, it's going to take years and years and years. So both of those things should be okay again.
But Carly, getting back to what you said a minute ago, like, I'm confused with what's going on Days of Our Lives as far as, is Ben coming back? And I mean, I know Will is back.
Will back Monday. Will back
Okay,
Monday.
But, you guys, we don't know how long Will is staying. We don't know any of this. And
will he play key into the Sonny and Paul wedding, and will the same happen with Ben, with Abigail and Chad's getting remarried.
Well, but you know what, Willie?
I'm not too crazy about Ben being back on Days to begin with, because I hated what he did to all those people, even though for what he did with Serena, even though I never liked the gal, even though I liked the actress that played Serena, I never liked her.
Mr. Archer.
I just saw it was just crazy.
Well, you know, for me, I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible. It doesn't get Carly in trouble. But, Willie, at this point, do I trust what's going on over at Days of Our Lives? No, I don't. Do I trust the new person? No, I don't. Oh, my God, I have to call two people new person. That's funny. No, I don't trust him. What?
I'm glad that Nicole got back Holly, because I was kind of like rooting for her to get her back after all the hell that she had went through the summer right there. And I think Chloe did the right thing, but for Chloe to come back herself, I don't know. I mean, if she's trying to help Lucas, that's the wrong person that needs help with his problems is Sammy. Not Chloe.
Well, but sorry to interrupt you. You got to remember that Sammy is not back for good, sweetie. You know, is not, you know, see, not their fault. You know, see, take two things and she was there less than a week. So, you know, knowing that and what we know, you know, that we don't know how long. And we have Ari until probably someone, you know, somewhere
right.
in December.
I know that Nadia just had a baby and went on maternity leave last month. So her scenes will probably last until at least February, and far as this cycle. And then when she gets back from maternity leave, it might start back up once May sweep starts. As far as Sammy is concerned, she might be just there just for the holidays, just like we saw with frequent returns for Chloe back in the day when she left to do music and then came back for a while and then came back when she got into that car accident and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, and also Austin Peck is on his way back I'm really excited to see Austin. He's a friend of ours on the show now.
We had him and Terry about a month ago on the show.
Yeah, and they are coming back in November. I talked to them the other day. So, you know.
As long as the ED don't come back, I'll be happy.
What?
On the ED, the mayor don't come back. I'm happy. On the ED.
Huh? Okay, David, I lost you on that.
As long as the ED
don't come back, I'll be happy. On the ED, mayor.
You don't want ED coming back?
No, I like them quickly. It's character. No, not really a fan.
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm loving that my Austin coming back and Carrie coming back. But really, I don't really care that Lisa Wenna is on her way back. I don't care.
One question I have with Lisa Wenna still being on The Real Housewife of Beverly Hills right now, will this tie in with her appearance? Will this be taped for the show? Or will this have a tie-in?
Eileen Davidson
is coming back, so
you know,
we don't know who she's going to be yet.
Well,
and,
I know, but you know what?
Right now with Petra Hall playing Hattie and Marlena and Judy Evans playing Bonnie and Adrian, I don't know if I really am ready for Eileen Davidson to play more than one character. And didn't Ron learn his lesson from what he did with Bree Williamson and Vicky and Nikki on One Life to Live?
Nope.
I think. I mean, if they want ratings by playing in the characters, don't just have the same actor play doing roles.
They did great.
Because I've seen this happen with comedians Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy in movies and on TV, and I heard a lot of jokes made by comedians about that.
Well, you know what? I will say this, because I love Zooty Evans. She's doing a damn good job. And
I
so
agree.
Deidre Hall.
Yeah,
you know, just because we are stuck in this storyline hell. And that's what I want to call it.
Right.
Hell.
And like I said a month ago to Judy, it would be interesting to bring back maybe Farrah as Mimi, but the thing is, I don't want the viewers to end up having Mimi confuse Bonnie with Adrian or anything else. Yeah.
No,
and I know
kind
if Farrah
is.
She no difference. No, you ain't.
Yeah.
Oh God, no! Oh my gosh, David, I love you, but you're wrong.
Excuse me, Carly.
Because Sonny, you know, I even know it's that was his mom, and when
excuse me, Carly,
Sonny came
can
over.
Give me a second. I gotta do something. I'll be back
okay.
in about 5 minutes.
Okay. When Sonny went over to Adrian and Justin went there, and then she called him by his real name, Jackson. Come on, you know, why suddenly use your brain? So before you say that parents, the kids might know if their parents, Hattie duped Eric and Brady, so... You know, with that. What, Mom?
Eric was suspicious. He didn't think his mom
Eric
was
Eric was suspicious, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He
was.
Yeah, I've been missing 4 days, so.
He missed so much.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. I missed that.
You did.
In it down, begin to me, so.
Well, you know, MA is, you know, is crazy. But, Mom, didn't you want to talk about Boredom Beautiful tonight, too?
Yes, please.
Okay, why don't you let people know how you feel?
How I feel, okay.
Hello, Carly, I'm back.
Okay, Maggie is talking about Boredom Beautiful, so let's listen, Bobby.
Okay.
Oh, with this storyline, with Dollar Bill, I always did like Dollar Bill, okay? I used to call Ridge the Dressmaker just like he did. But Arson, I have no tolerance for. And he says, the wife wants him to explain it. So he has explained to Brooke what was going on, was bothering, why his son blackmailed him. And he doesn't, I don't think he gets it even now. What a horrible thing he did. Do you?
He has no conscience.
He doesn't have one.
The bastard has never had a conscience.
Yeah, I know, but he was so good. I loved his Brad Carlton and Young and the Restless and the actor.
Yeah.
Done, right? But Creeks today really laid. I'm sorry, Brooke. I'm not a Brooke fan. I used to call her Creek. Anyway, she really has had it, it seemed like, today.
Well, you know, but when he, you know, he had done... So many bad things in the last couple of months, and playing God with killing his life the way he did.
Oh, Lord. She's okay now. She's in remission. The doctor says she's going to be fine. And
okay,
guess what?
Yeah,
Thomas,
all of a sudden. You know what? But the thing was, it was wrong what he did, no matter what. People want to love them and say this. No, he was bad. He should never do the Austin stuff.
He played God with the...
all of a sudden bad, really bad. The world's even low, you know. I know a thing or two about that. Oh, no, no. Normally, I'm not all sinners, people, but I know a little about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't really want to talk about that, do you?
I mean, funny right now. I mean, come on.
I know.
Oh.
The spider and
the
slaughter gets the slut, whatever. So.
I know. You.
But.
Okay. You
stupid
know, okay,
timers.
We are always helping people on the show. So take this friendly advice, people. This no, never put a bottle on a grease fire.
No.
I screwed up my toaster because of that.
So they did
my little toaster oven sort of went bye-bye. And, and never put water on by the refrigerator. By the refrigerator. Kind of makes it worse. And also, I did this one before, okay. When I didn't know, I was 15 and stupid. No, 16.
But you would be an accident.
I love,
these
no.
are accidents.
We love, well, back then I loved making brownies and like I was experimenting with the frosting. Minky fingers. Because I know maybe why I didn't. Okay, so I put whiskey on once. No, whiskey and bourbon.
Oh, no.
I tried both the stove when I made.
Oh yes.
And when I made the frosting, right, and it was a gas stove.
Yeah.
Don't do that, people, because you know it doesn't.
Bad
anymore.
Idea.
Bad idea, indeed.
And you know what? And really, okay, I was a bottle of alcohol on things after that. And you know, it said nothing about that. It said nothing about that. So, alcohol people, bios or whatever, put stuff on in the label. Put stuff on the back of the fridge. Because, Maggie and I sort of didn't know. You know,
I mean,
Maggie, of all people, sort of know because Maggie's father was a fire guy. Okay, my grandfather taught me everything, but that was like a lesson that he forgot to tell me. Because, I mean, especially when it's me and Maggie and, you know, they sort of told us. So, Bobby, have you ever had a fire-related little accident?
I never set fires. I never done that.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank you.
Okay.
But
what about
always,
you, David?
We always in our buildings have fire drills just in case an actual fire were to break out.
Oh, well, yes. You know, we have that in school, but do you think I ever paid attention?
It's very, very important. It could save your life.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think you paid attention in school, but it's very important to save life because I went through fire drills, tornadoes drills, hurricane drills, and disaster drills when I was a kid in school.
Right.
And even after what happened with Livingston, Colorado, and right before 9/11, we prepared for bomb threats or anything like that.
Really?
Like what happened with Sandy Hook? There was a bomb threat because this was before Livingston, Sandy Hook, or any of these other school shootings that that made headlines in the last 20 years.
Well, since I've been out of school more than
good.
Oh my gosh! Oh my crap!
No
okay.
Comment.
I've been out of school for a long time. We never, all we had was fire drills, but we had earthquake drills, which is like a joke about jokes, really, because, really, we haven't had one. So, like, I forgot what they said, but don't worry, people, the last earthquake that we had, I was outside, and we were getting the call from McDonald's, and we were just getting the call, and my poor grandma thought she was having another stroke that she had in the 80s, and because the way it was moving, I mean, it was like this horrible, up-down motion. Well, then I thought I was having a stroke, too, because I felt it. But then I looked up at the McDonald's thing, and it was sliding up and down. I'm like, oh, crap, Grandma, we are just in an earthquake. And I said it so calmly. I said it so calmly. I don't think she appreciated that. And this thought, that's what I want to ask everyone. Okay, when we have the earthquake, you know how everyone says you need your cell phone in an emergency? The damn cell phones would not work. So, David, that's the next question. So, with the hurricane, was your phone working? You at all?
Okay, I had my phone fully charged the whole time. I didn't use it that much. So I had fully charged.
I do want to say right quick, Carly, that you brought up the earthquake thing about 4 or 5 years ago when there was an earthquake near Richmond, Virginia. We felt it here in North Carolina, but I didn't felt it because I took a nap before I went to work, and I slept through it.
You slept through the earthquake?
Nothing was shaking. It's just that they broke into One Life to Live and General Hospital to tell everybody about that.
Like, you didn't know the earth was quaking?
This was in 2011.
General Hospital?
The hurricane. This was back when One Life to Live was on at 2. Because I remember that.
Oh,
cause
I would have been pissed off.
Because I saw a YouTube video of the earthquake report, and they broke into One Life Live to tell about it. I, of course, was busy getting ready, and didn't know it was an earthquake until I heard in the news about that Richmond fella earthquake, because it was all the way to Cleveland and all the way up to New Jersey and New York.
Okay.
So,
well, you know, I mean,
and these days, because I have a lot of friends in Oklahoma, they're getting more earthquakes than California or the West Coast been getting in the last couple of years.
Oh, and Bobby, I have a little bone to pick with you.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
What do you do now?
I know.
It's Bobby, okay,
Bobby. Why didn't you ever have to tell me about the Mrs. stuff? Okay.
I could have
gone months without knowing this, because now it took Maggie an hour to calm me down. An hour. So, Bobby, whenever you hear news like that, before you open your mouth at me, I suggest you call Maggie or text Maggie and ask Maggie if I should know this or Maggie to tell me. Because Maggie can do it in a way that I don't freak out at all.
Okay.
So
I'm sorry, Carly.
No, I'm not mad at you. I wish I didn't know because that guy, that we all probably don't like, it scares me more than ever. And, I wasn't mad about, you telling me. I was just mad at the reality of it, that it could happen here.
Right.
And really, there's nothing I can do.
Right.
With stuff like
right,
that.
I read online and heard through a couple of news broadcasts in Japan that what's happening over in this country, they're launching missiles and it's going over Japan right now, and
yeah.
These will be the exact same distance that would have hit Guam. So, so that's the reason why I didn't want to bring up the fact that I've been listening to a lot of news about what they've been doing over there, and ways that Japan and U.S. and South Korea been helping to try to stop this person in this certain country from doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and then
I told her
to
relax because Dennis Rodman lives in California, and some person will not get any more basketball stuff if he blows up that section of the country. So I don't think.
And
Stephen Colbert showed his house. I mean, he put a map and he circled that was Dennis's house.
I gotta say I love Stephen Colbert.
I
haven't had time to watch his CBS show. I used to watch him when he was on Comedy Central back in the day.
Oh,
right.
He's funny.
I know he's funny, but I haven't had
the
chance to watch his late night show on CBS because it comes on late, and I don't usually record that show. I mean, I should.
Record it, Bobby. It's funny as heck.
And Fallon also. At the same
time.
Well,
and you know what?
I have never
really said what political camp I'm in, but after the last couple of months, I just want to tell everyone I'm a Democrat. I never thought I would say that I'm a full-fledged Democrat. Well, I am. I mean, there are stuff that I believe on the other side, you know, like a bosun.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say that you know what, I mean, I love the Bushes. I will always love them. I love Senator McCain and what that person did in the White House about McCain. I'm still not over. And you don't kick a guy when he's already down. And what McCain is going through, it's really serious. I mean, Bo Biden had this and Edward Kennedy. So, you know, for me, that was almost the cleanser for me because what he did was so wrong, and his press secretary that could be his first wife needed to take a flying leap. In my opinion, I can't stand her, and I just want to say, because this was on The View, how dare you call out the women of The View, Mike Huckabee, really? They were nice to you. Joy and Whippy were nice to you, and that was a hard interview for them to do, but they did it. So, you know, Megan
had Hillary Clinton on the other day on The View.
Oh,
yes. Yes, she was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I loved every moment of it.
I was waiting for the liberals to come out on Facebook to say, why is she doing The View and protest with that and The View? But I never saw one negative response or anything against her being on The View other than a few comments from the liberals out there.
Well, and the thing is, what pisses me off about the
normally, when I hear liberals, they're usually for this certain person, not for Hillary or anything like that.
Well, and what I got mad about Sarah Sanders, some reporter asked her about Hillary's book, and Sarah goes, well, it's the same that her last thing, political life in political history will be a tell-all book. How dare you? How dare you, Willie? The whole country washed and washed the election that night. Everyone wants to hear what happened. Everyone thought we were safe. Everyone, every analyst, every poll thought we were safe. So don't sit there on TV being ugly, and you're ugly, Sarah Sanders, for going after this. Willie, just because your little boss, who you're probably sleeping with, has, you know, made you into a robot. Don't. And you're treating the media like shit, and I'm sick of it. They are treating that administration and treating the media horrible and saying that the media is not being fair to him. Really? The only reason he went down to Florida is to suck out Mar-a-Lago. That was the only reason. And his wife was wearing $1,200 high heels. Really, this administration is out of touch. Okay, I did. That's been kind of bugging me all week. So I had to go there. So,
well, as I said before,
yeah, Russell's.
As I said before, on Facebook, and it's going to be a long 4 years, and so we have to deal with it. We voted for him, some of us did, and
I didn't vote for him.
We have to deal with it.
I didn't vote for
him. It's going to be a long 4 years.
No, David, Bobby, I don't think it's going to be a long 4 years. I think someone's going to make the suffering stop. Before that, I really believe that. In my heart of heart, I do believe that. And I pray, like, every year, every day that, you know, it happens. So that this hope is not for you. But, yeah, Maggie. So, Maggie, I haven't watched YNR all week. But because my husband needs to be more funding centered on the show. I am sick of, you know, the way they are waiting for my little my little hubby. My little hubby that is sexy, handsome. And every word I could describe, and you know, my other boyfriend, yes, I'm a slut, people, I know that, but my other boyfriend, and I need to thank Maggie for this, Chris O'Donnell was on the talk this morning.
Yes.
Okay, I want to personally thank Maggie because she knows who every little boyfriend of mine are. And she called me and she goes, oh, your boyfriend on the talk. And I go, okay, which boyfriend?
Which one?
One's
your hubby, so one's your boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know. I cannot wait for NCIS LA to come back. I'm like counting the days. And when Maggie told me it was October 1st, I really wanted to cry. And, you know, oh, that's my question. Okay, before we get back, why not? What shows can you not wait to watch for the prime time season? And I will start with Bobby.
Well, I can't wait to watch This Is Us because I finished watching on the NBC app on Roku the whole season one, so I'm looking forward to season two. It looks pretty good from what I saw in the previews. And
very good.
And it would be great, like I said before, to have Justin Hartley or even his wife, Chriselle South, or both of them on once they get settled in with marriage and once Justin has time off of his show to call into the show and so we can just take questions and stuff like that.
Well, you know what? I mean, but I don't think they are married yet. I think they are getting married really soon.
They don't get married yet.
No, I think they are getting married in the fall. And everyone knows that Melissa Cregan is her maid of honor. So everyone knows that. So what episodes, Bobby, are you looking forward to?
Well, that's it, because most of the others are sitcoms, but that's basically been the one that I've been really paying close attention to. This is after hearing a lot of buzz about it during the first year and watching on the NBC app the episodes and seeing the sneak peek to the second season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about you, David? What shows are you looking forward to?
First off, The Good Doctor. I'm a big fan of Beast Motel. I'm looking for Pretty Highmore. I really want to check out this show, Good Doctor. Also, Big Bang Theory. I always say Tim Boyce. And Kevin Can Wait. Can't wait to come back. And Gotham.
Which one?
Kevin Can Wait. And Gotham.
Kevin Can Wait. Because it has Kevin James in it. Myla from Days of Our Lives, the actress that played Myla on Days of Our Lives is
on
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maggie, what shows are you looking forward to coming back?
Chicago Fire, number one. This Is Us.
Yeah.
And most of, usually the New York shows. Chicago Fire, but the LA, SCU LA. And Designated Survivor. I cannot wait. We need President Pack.
I'm sorry, Carly, but there's one more show that I'm kind of looking forward to coming
out.
Go for it, Bobby. That's on Netflix, Fuller House.
Oh, yeah, Fuller House.
Because that's coming back onto Netflix. I'm just give a lot of credit to that show. It really impressed me a lot. And I've been impressed with what Kansas has done. Because I know Kansas is a former host of The View and everything else. And I'm just glad that she got back together with Jody Sweeney and the former Carrie on Days of Our Lives, Andrea and Barbara. And I know because of Andrea's busy schedule with Fuller House, it would be, unless we can just find a chance to get her onto the show to talk about her days of playing Carrie and talk about Fuller House, it would be, if she can get some time off of the show, it would be great. That would be another guest that we should have.
Well, you know what? Let's try it. I mean, the worst thing they can say is no, I'll go ahead, basically.
No,
exactly.
No, no. It's like a date. If you'd only ask the girl out, what's the worst thing she could say?
Exactly. And I cannot wait.
Can't be any worse than
number one. And CIS LA, I cannot wait for my Chris to come back. Hi, can we put Calvin and come back? Okay, and then Blue Bloods.
Oh, my wife, I will.
I know. I was going to add that for you. And Blue Bloods, but then I love all three Chicago shows. I cannot wait for Grace and Anatomy to come back.
I like it.
I cannot wait for Line or New SVU to come back. I cannot wait to see what they are going to do with this Line or New Menez and Brothers thing. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to my TiVo being, filled up every week. That's going to happen. And I need to give the movie review. Okay, I want to go see the best movie ever on Sunday. I saw Home Again.
I saw that today.
Bobby, be quiet for 1 second. Oh, Maggie's going to hit you. Yes.
Not that long.
I know. It is one of the best movies I've seen this year besides on the big sick. It has hurt, it has so. I really wanted someone's character to end up with someone, and I was really sad that she didn't. And I think they should make a Homecoming again, too. Bobby, what did you think of it?
It was a good movie. I saw it today, and I enjoyed that movie. And it was a good film, and Reese Witherspoon is probably one of the best actresses around, because isn't she married to, is she still married to, what's his name that he's been on one
Ryan Phillippe, Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah.
No, they have been divorced for a good 15 years.
Okay. Because I don't know if they were still married or not, because I lost track of them after she did Just Like Legally Blonde 2. Because other than Just Like Heaven and I lost track of her until this film.
Oh, everything she's in, I have to say, I love for so long. And I loved The Who. She was on the telephone the other night with Nicole Kidman, and I loved seeing that BFF relationship. I'm jealous of Winnie Witherspoon because she can hang out with Keith Urban. So, I'm kind of jealous with that. And, but that movie is such a good movie. I know Maggie Mom wants to go see it. David, you will even like it. And it just was one of the best movies I've seen in a while. I mean, I loved it. I love Candace Bergen in it. I feel like this year we are losing really good people that has passed away, and it needs to stop because, Mom, did you hear about the other one that died today?
Who did now?
Ugh.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Crap, you didn't know.
Hold on for a minute.
Okay, Harry, Dean Stratton.
What?
I know him. Yeah, I know who he is. He died. Oh, yeah. Mm. That's
yeah,
I saw
more.
I see it right here. Harry Dean Stratton, the cult American actor, died at age 91.
I knew that. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, I
thought it was in his 80s.
Headlines.
I knew they
were. Well, Anne, I am mourning the loss. I am mourning the loss of two really good couples that have broken up since we've been off air. And I'm in mourning. I've been in mourning one for a month, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris. I'm in mourning. They are both from Seattle. I thought they could go the distance. But then yesterday was the biggest mourning of all. Fergie and Josh DeMille. I cried. I'm still affected by it. I did not see that one coming. Maggie,
right.
Did you see that one coming?
Totally no.
No,
surprised when I heard about Fergie and Josh's separation. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Because
and,
I've always loved that couple.
Right.
And I loved it last night on Entertainment Tonight or the night before. Cameron Mathis was on there, and he told everyone, I'm friends. They are still friends. They still go golfing. And he got a text from Zoss saying, it's all good. It's amicable. No third party. But I'm happy to know. And I just, I was sad. I was honestly sad last night when I heard it because of this, another couple. Bites the dust this summer. I'm done.
And,
Like
Josh,
I'm
a movie actor since he left All My Children, because for a while he did Las Vegas, and then he just was a big success with the movie.
Transformers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Transformers
movie.
But, you know, that's not great on a marriage when you travel. Oh, you know, you go, in another country.
And Ferguson,
oh, in another. Bobby,
can
I finish?
Okay.
Bobby, may I finish? Oh, you go in another state and you don't tell the person you're with what's going on. Yeah, you know, that's really hard on a marriage. And, you know, I feel bad for them. I honestly...
I agree. Because Fergie,
no, and they have the cutest. They have the cutest little boy, Axel Rose. Oh my God, he's so cute. Okay, before we sign off,
because Fergie, even when they were still together with her busy schedule with the Black Eyed Peas and as a solo artist, having to tour and make appearances on MTV and all these other radio stations to promote albums and stuff, that was really putting a little bit of stress. And I just realized what was going on with their busy schedules, with Josh's movie career and Fergie's singing career that she was doing at the time.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm still in mourning. I'm still upset, but I will pick myself up because... Okay, this is the ball season we are also in. What made one of our favorite times of year for ball is here. I just want to say that, well, I know we lost last week, and it was kind of a mess. But no one wins in Lambeau Field. So, you know what? I don't want to hear from the pundits that our guys wasn't on the ball. No one... playing real in the stupid field. So, Sunday, we are home. It's our first season opener at home against the 49ers. And even though Hi, Mo needs Bernard. I know that's your favorite
team. Yes, my sonny's team. Yeah.
Yeah, but I hope the Hawks crush them like no business because
I need you, Carly. That's a win.
Oh, I know, but, you know, after last week, I was...
And I hate to tell Maggie this, but the Bears came close against Atlanta, but they got to go to Tampa, and I know that Tampa has had a lot off the field with the hurricane and stuff like that, but after seeing what they had done on HBO Hard Knocks and how they got ready for the preseason, they look like a team ready this Sunday, even though they had to wait a week to play, so that game could be interesting, but I just think it's probably not going to be an easy win for the Bears, but you never know.
I mean, yeah, you don't know, and it's like, you know, but right now I'm wearing my Seahawks little t-shirt because it's Blue Friday, and we have to support our guys. And I love that the guys are here this weekend and not in San Francisco. And I'm just happy that football season's here because, you know, it's like a very long, from January to September. I hate it because I miss it. And when you have one of the best football teams here and when you have the city that's coming together for that, because everything else is going to a hell in a handbasket with what's going on with all Seattle mail. I don't know if you guys heard. But, yeah, our mail resigned, and now we have to wait 2 months to see what other mail we are going to get. So for that, I'm just glad it's football season because, you know, it's going to take... you know, the mind off that and put where it belongs, you know, in the Seahawks. And if anyone has any Seahawks tickets and they don't want them, don't want to use them, I will use them. I will take the fall. Because I've never been, no, this is funny. I've never been in CenturyLink. I have never been in CenturyLink. And even though they are going to probably change the name of CenturyLink, because CenturyLink doesn't want to sponsor them anymore, which is stupid. I think that all of that is going to be interesting. But, so any plans in it that everyone is doing this weekend, Bobby?
Well, I got work tomorrow, but I'm planning to just go to Chicago after work to watch a couple of college games. But other than that, that's it.
Why are you working tomorrow, number one?
Well, they got me scheduling now where I'm working on Saturdays now during the daytime, so.
Do you like that?
Well, it's okay. It's okay. It's like I don't have nothing to do during Saturdays. That's fine by me.
Yeah, but what time do you have to wake up?
Well, I'm trying best to get up around 8 o'clock to get to work around 12 o'clock or anything, so I won't be that late.
Wait, why did you have to be up 4 hours early before you go to work?
Well, I just don't want to get up at 10 or 11 and be resting for time.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
When I worked at Safeco Field and the pizza place and the movie theater, I got there, 5 minutes before my shift started. I was never, ever that early, Probably because I love sleep. But, so the one you're going to do on Sunday?
Actually, I'm going to church Sunday, and then unfortunately, because of our region, we're not going to be able to get the Bears Bucks game. We're going to get the Panthers game, and we're also going to get the Cowboys Broncos game, but not the Niners game.
because
of our region,
Cowboys.
Our region, and I don't have DirecTV or the Red Zone channel. I don't have money for the Red Zone channel or Sunday Ticket.
Well, Sunday Ticket is expensive.
I know.
David, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'm watching the Stephen King remake of It.
I was just going to ask you about that film, because that's one film I'm probably not going to see because it's kind of scary. And
what movie are you going to see?
Like that about Killer Clowns.
What movie are you going to see?
It.
Oh my God, Diva, are you crazy?
Well, I'm a big horror movie fan. I love horror movies, so.
Oh, you are.
I would not see that if, people paid me $1 million for. No.
After seeing the Scream movies, I just think I'd give it up on watching horror films without having bad dreams about something like that happen.
No. Scream is nothing. Do not want the hand that walks the cradle. At 3 o'clock
in the
morning.
Great movie.
Yes, it was.
I learned my lesson not to fall asleep while watching Friday the 13th years ago.
I learned that question when I was 10. And The Shining, that's another, movie that really did me in. And what about Sunday? What are you going to do on Sunday, David?
Going to church on Sunday. Church, always.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Very good man.
Maggie, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
If you know me, you know it's sports from the beginning to the end.
Yes, and well,
anything, yeah. You know, and Irish, please win. You know, after all. But,
well,
I have one big question for everybody.
Sure.
Okay, and Young and the Restless. Thank you. What do you think of Graham? What is the story?
I think Graham's a little asshole.
Okay, David. What do you think?
I think he needed a doctor. I think he needed a
doctor.
Yeah.
Because I can't tell the ending of today, but you saw it today, right?
No, I watched today. Yet.
Okay, wait to see today. And see if you get the same feeling I get. I like him, but I don't trust him. I mean, there's just something about him I don't trust.
I never trusted him. You know?
I tried to.
I don't.
But...
You know, I don't. I mean, the only thing I'm really doing this weekend is sleeping.
Right, yeah.
And probably writing.
Right?
Also, I'm instant sleeping. And I really, really have to catch up with my shows. And
yes,
then watch the hot game. Watch half of the hot game on Sunday, because if I watch the whole game, I really think I'm going to make them lose. And I don't want to be the reason. Why? Because
okay.
I did that during the preseason, and it worked. Like,
mm-hmm.
my craziness worked. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sleeping in the morning. So if Bobby, David, you need to text me, I will have my phone on silent. I don't even have to say that to Maggie, because she knows. She knows that I need to sleep in. She kind of knows that I know with her that we are crabby people. And if we get woken up early, we are more crabby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but, I'm going to ask, you should text your sister, ask her what she thinks about Graham.
Okay.
Since he watches it now, too.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought
great
that.
Deal.
It's
17 minutes after.
Oh, see, this is okay. Yeah, because my voice is going to. But we will be back next Tuesday, I think. But I'm waiting for Michael to hear back. And then on Wednesday, we are back with Nathan. And then Friday, I think we have a regular show, but we might have another guest. So that's, you know, all the info we know so far. So just go relax.
Okay. I'll let you know what shows I'll be available for.
What?
I'll let you know what shows I'm going to be available for.
Okay, and David, if you lose power, whatever, let us know. I mean, we hate losing power, because if I lose power, the only thing I can do is go to bed, and that would be boring. So I never want to lose power. Okay,
night,
guys.
Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Okay,
good night.
Take care. What you doing, Reese?